Chit, chit, chit. Welcome back to another late night edition of the Same Man Sports Talk Show. We are bringing you another segment from our latest title, Flag on the Play. And we know over here, all we do is give opinionated based answers and questions, put our brains together, come up with logical answers, right? So, just like we do before each and every episode, we'd like to reach out to everyone, extend our hand, and hope that everyone's out there blessed, seeing blessings. Hope that everyone out there is enjoying the sporting atmosphere, NFL news, NCAA high school ball, spring ball approaching. We've been seeing bits and pieces, snippets of things. About to actually hit the groundwork and cover some 7-on-7s here in the tri-state area. Very excited for that. Shout out to the squad, Same Man Sports Talk Show, Bottom Line Sports Network on the YouTube, or Same Man Sports Talk on Instagram, Same Man Sports Talk Show. You know, tap in. Shout out to our new supporters, new followers, new everything, man. Stay consistent, stay on your grind. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What are we going to get into tonight? So we know, brand new series just kicked off today on this beautiful Saturday. Western Conference Round 2. We have the defending champion Nuggets and the surging The Minnesota Timberwolves, right? As I said before the series, it better be a healthy Jamal Murray. The Nuggets better bring their A game. What they seen with the Lakers, I think they are the kryptonite to the Lakers. So, like, I think the Lakers, the main team they would have a problem with is the team they've been having a problem with, which is the Nuggets. Now, when we get to Minnesota, it's a different ball game because these young boys, they got the sixth man of the year. They doing some special things over there in Minnesota. They're young, they're hungry, they don't give a damn who you are, what you got going. They're coming out swinging. So we know game one was today of the second round. Let's tap into it. We know Minnesota came out on top in Denver. Altitude and all, 106-99. Was a great game for me, a great watch. Just to go a little bit through the box score for the starters, for the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon gave you 9 points. 20 from Michael Porter Jr. Joker gave you 32. Murray gave you 17. Caldwell Pope gave you 6. Off the bench, Reggie Jackson gave you 5. Let's go up to Minnesota. For the starters, we know McDaniels gave you 0. Goose Egg, Gobert gave you 6. But he also gave you, 13 boards. Carthony Towns gave you 20. Conley gave you 14. Also gave you 10 dimes. Anthony Edwards gave you 43-7-3-5. Lord, this guy's amazing. Off the bench, Anderson gave you 2, 16 for Reed, 6 man of the year. Goose Egg for Morris. Alexander had 5. Man, this game was amazing to me. This series is going to be amazing for me. As I said a few days ago, if you go back on a few other episodes, I got Minnesota taking this one. A lot of it is like F Denver, right? But I really like what Minnesota's doing. I think their youth, their skill, their length, athleticism, I believe, shot-making ability, able to create their own shots, play team ball, that defense, I think is going to be a problem. Now, we talking 7 games here. We ain't talking no 4-0, 4-2, 4-1-1, none of that. I think this goes 7-6 at the minimum, but I believe 7 firmly. I got Minnesota. Anthony Edwards, this is baby Michael Jordan. He hit those brothers with a crossover. You follow the IG, you'll see this. He hit these brothers with a crossover that was AI. Like, it might have been the exact one bro hit Michael Jordan with at that free throw line, like in like 96 or 7 or 8 or whenever that was, right? This boy is amazing. 22 years of age, 22 years young. He got that dog in him. I want the last shot. I want to control the ball. I want to control the tempo. His IQ seems to be there. He seems to be a total package. Athleticism, gets any shot he wants. That turnaround jumper, smooth. Who that look like? Kobe blended with Mike. We know about his leaping ability, ball handling skills, slept on, but they always all there. Defensively, he a dog too. Played the passing lane very well. Rebounds exceptional. Great passer. You notice late game situations. I noticed they have him inbound the ball. That lets you know about your passing ability, man. 43. I think the last two games he done had about 87 points. The closeout game and then game one. That's another 40 ball, man. This kid is really scorching. He's tearing the league up, man. Now, the MVP discussion was Shea, Luka, and then Joker. Where Ant-Man at? Well, it's a regular season, you know, award, but regular season he was torching too. This guy's a problem. These guys are problems. Very interesting series, man. So we're gonna see what this rolls out to be. As of now, the Wolves are up 1-0. Again, 106-99. Shout out to the Mavs wrapping up their series. Kind of want to dive into the Clippers. What do you do with Kawhi? That's your star. That's supposed to be your man. He's been out. Apparently now he was going to be real questionable for if it made it to a game seven. This is 2 years straight now. We know he's injury prone or load managed, whatever you would like to consider. My thing is, do you let him go? Do you get rid of him? Do you try to get something back for him? Let me know what you do. Get on the YouTube in the comments, on the Instagram. Let me know, because I feel like your star is supposed to star in star moments. Now, we know what he did with Toronto. I'm just saying, in the Clippers uniform, I don't feel like he fulfilled that. Matter of fact, when he on the court, it make it look like Russell, lesser Russell. Paul George don't be. He ain't no 15-point-a-game star. Paul George can really go anywhere else in the NBA and get busy. Few places it might be hard. Send him over there with Steph. You know what I mean? For Kawhi, you know, I understand the injuries. He can't control none of that, you know. But I will say, as your star, you have a decision to make if you are the Clippers. Now, y'all got, I believe, the richest owner in basketball. So it's like, make a move, man. Do we hang on to him? Do we hang on to Pop? Or do we hang on to Russ? We know we got James Harden. I mean, somebody got to go. Maybe two. You know what I'm saying? We gotta blow this thing up just a little bit. I do not let Paul George go. I don't like what Russell showed us, but that might be mental. James Harden is still James Harden, in my opinion. He's reduced his role with the last two franchises he's been with. I still feel like he can score with the best of them. Kawhi, though, man, defensively, last time he was out there, to me, he wasn't the same. Still elite, obviously. I guess you could say that. But I don't think, you know, he was a two-way dominant force. I don't believe he's that anymore. Obviously, age factors into this a lot. So what do you do? What do you do in Phoenix? Do you blow that up? Do you keep Kevin? Do you keep Book? Do you keep Beal? You got to keep Beal. That's a no-trade clause. Let me know, what do you do? Do you blow that up as much as you can? Rely on draft picks? Try to get somebody, steal somebody? If you the Lakers, what do you do? If Bron opt out, shit, pressure on for everybody. We know Bronny might enter the draft. All right. If Bronny enter the draft and the team before the Lakers get the draft, do you take him and force the Lakers into a deal? Because you're going to have to make Bron happy if he's going to stay there. Now, depending on the organization, we know he ain't going to follow that. You know what I mean? If Bronny gets snatched. But we want to know what they do. It's a lot of questions in the NBA right now. Meanwhile, amazing run going on so far, and it's only the first day of the second round. Amazing. We got more games coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned. Sunday's always big on the basketball side. Kyrie Irving, let's dip into him and Luka. They looking real good. Defensively, I never thought I would say Kyrie is an impact. Kyrie was out there diving on the floor for loose balls, locking cats up. I actually heard him say during the game, being that Luka's the offensive force that he is, he will not be selfish. He don't want to be selfish. He just wants to be an exceptional defender in this stage of his career. Now, that's rare. He acknowledges who he is offensively, but it's just dope to see now that he's that. Now, if it was that when he was with LeBron in Cleveland, who knows what they would have accomplished, you know? Shout out to Kyrie Irving, man. They always try to mess the narrative up on him, and I feel like we need to give him his kudos as much as possible. We know the draft just went past NFL. We got, you know, college things going on. I went out today up north in Franklin, Ohio, and went to a dope sporting, what can I call it? Well, AAU facility, basketball facility. Got to check out the Cincinnati Blazers. Coach on the way of a 1v1 that I just did. Sat down with Coach DeLon Simpson, one of the leaders and founders of the Cincinnati Blazers AAU team, fourth and ninth grade, I believe another team as well. We will be tracking them, following them all year long, right? So today went out to just, you know, pay some respects and just tap in, man. I was impressed by the fourth grade team. Got to catch the 3 o'clock game. They did they thing, beat their man by about 25, 30, 40. I don't know what it was. I just know the other team was struggling to bring the ball up the court. But it's amazing to be out there doing something I love. I feel like I'm closer to peace. D'Angelo Russell's probably going to get out of there. We found out that he was fined for his verbal abuse of a referee. These referees are sucking, man. Excuse my explicit content. They fucking suck. Today we seen Anthony Edwards get big on Reggie Jackson in the paint, right? Game net. He ain't even say a word, just game net. That stare, yes, Lord. And they caught a tech on him. Come on, that almost swung the whole pace of the game, man. Shifted it. Refs got to do better out here, man, from Little League all the way up. Yes, Lord, man. We seen Caitlin Clark debuting her WNBA preseason game. I believe she had about 22 points. We seen Angel Reese had about 14. I think she had a double-double. If not, she had about 14 solid ones. Let me know. We see a couple transfers. Deion Sanders, Shador Sanders in the news. He got to chill out. Let's win. I lost a $1,000 bet on Colorado last year, hoping they redeem it for me, man. So looking forward to seeing what's going on out here in the sporting world, man. Until next time, man, from the Safe Man Sports Talk Show, y'all stay safe, stay dangerous, stay alert, stay aware, and stop sleeping on me. Till next time from our latest segment titled Flag on the Play. We out.